another day, because welcome back to the most best podcast. It's the comedy quiz show where each week an incredible guest competes to become my co-host with the mo-host. Now, I am your host, Zach Williams, and with me today, on an impromptu 10 o'clock on a Friday, drunken, let's just fucking do this episode, I have stand-up comedian, Twitch streamer, and most best podcast Hall of Famer, it's Luke Biddle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it fucking is.
And everything, boys.
It fucking is, mate. Absolutely.
Luke, how are we?
Fucking banging, man. Fucking ready to go. I mean, as you know, as you sort of alluded to very subtly in your intro, we're 100% planned and ready for this. this isn't at all like a sort of happenstantial catastrophe. This is definitely, most decidedly, well-executed genius.
Months
moves,
in preparation. Absolute, months, you know, just precision, calculations, and altogether brilliance to put together this episode right now.
Future generations are going to say of us, they were born to do this, you know?
There's BC and AD. Now there's going to be BC, AD, and AT... T T L B C B T M B P, and that is that time that Luke Biddle came back to the most best podcast.
He used all his fingers, ladies and
gentlemen. That's a 10-word sentence. So, Luke, if anyone had competed before you in season 4 of the most best podcast, it would be up to you to beat that score. But hell no, you are the first guest, which means regardless of your score, you will walk away the co-host with the mo-host. Now, it's only fair to let you know what your runners-up prize could have been.
Right, okay, yeah.
If you were to fail, you would not walk away empty-handed, as your runners-up prize is a signed photograph of Michael Jackson.
No.
You look confused. It's not a photo of the Michael Jackson you're thinking of. Rather, it's a 38-year-old part-time fishmonger from Rotherham.
Oh, that Michael Jackson.
But it is signed by the Michael Jackson that you were originally thinking of. That is, if you were thinking of 52-year-old soft drink salesman Michael Jackson, known locally as the King of Pop.
You fucking twat. that's an act of abuse, that is.
It's a fucking long way to go for that punchline. It's time to play Dice to Meet You, a theme song I just came up with. And to be honest, Luke, you are a co-host with the Mo-host. You're a former resident of Most Best Podcast Land, so you should know the rules. So as is the first game, for 5 points, tell the besties at home the rules of the game Dice to Meet You.
Well, first of all, you got to drink about 7 cans of Heineken. Then rely on your inhibited wit in a situation which is somewhat pressurized and unnecessary. and yet still boldly come up with nothing. I just explained the situation you're in.
So it's fair to say you didn't win the points. it's a simple introduction game. I am going to roll a 20-sided die, and you have to tell me, in that many words, a little something about yourself.
Yes, I do remember this, actually. now you've explained it to me, I precisely remember.
You don't get the points just because you remember.
No.
Right, let's roll the dice. Oh, you lucky son of a bitch. Luke Biddle, describe yourself in one word.
Ineffable.
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 Use it in a sentence.
There's something ineffable about him.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
It literally means it's difficult to know.
he cannot be effed.
This literally ties into one of my stand-up jokes. If I had to describe myself in one word, it'd be ineffable. Which means sort of like mysterious or like difficult to understand, right? And then I say, well, let's be honest, I can't be fucked.
Ah, see, that is the wit that we are competing with tonight, besties. Ineffed, can't be effed, ineffable. I learned a word, you learned a word. We all came away better for it. He didn't win the points, though. So you leave Dice to meet you on a big fat 0 points. How do you feel?
I couldn't be effed.
Oh! Nice and easy question. No points to play for unless you have something that can help me. Luke Biddle, do you or anyone you know have any affiliation to 80s heartthrob David Hasselhoff?
Well, I mean, my dad
is David Hasselhoff.
Oh, no, no. I mean, possibly. I mean, but my dad was a fucking massive, massive exponent of the late 80s, early 90s, extremely short male shorts.
Ah, a classic look, a classic look.
Mate, it's difficult to convey. You know, it seems objectionably wrong, like in a lot of ways. But my dad also, he did have a fucking a sort of moustache as well. Well, not a sort of, an actual moustache.
Please describe to the besties at home what a sort of moustache is.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, he had an actual moustache. So that's
it was
like
a caterpillar. He had a caterpillar who lived on his lip. We called him Harry. He was like a second father.
No, he did have, like, a proper fucking Freddie Mercury. I've forgotten, like, who were we talking about again?
Famously unmustachioed actor David Hasselhoff.
I'm thinking Tom Selleck. I went to Tom Selleck in my brain. They're pretty similar guys, but like, yes, okay.
As I say, it's an impromptu drunken episode, but I think my favorite answer to the question, do you know David Hasselhoff, has to be yes, my dad looks like Tom Selleck.
By the way this is adjudicated, I don't think I'm going to get any points whatsoever, to be honest.
Well, you say that now, but it is time to play Lioria.
Okay.
Oh, shit, son. So this is a very fun game. I'm moving to my choice of drink right now, which is a 30-year-old scotch, for the absolute anarchy that is to be this game. What we will do, you will read me a statement. In turn, I can ask you but one question. Based off that information, it is up to me, after all five statements, to decipher what is true and what is false.
All right, okay.
So for everyone that you trick me with, everyone I get wrong, you win 5 points. But for everyone that I get wrong, for everyone that I get right, let me try that. I've confused myself now. Oh, no.
Let's just assume I win now, yeah?
Let's just assume you win. For everyone you trick me with, you get 5 points. For everyone I get right, I'll take 2 points off you. There we go. We got through it.
Right. Okay.
So when you're ready, hit me with your first statement.
I hold the record for the most banned person from Tondi Railway Canteen.
Honestly, I don't need any more information on it. Just for the international besties, describe what a Tondi is.
Tondi is a village. It's the village I grew up in. It's Tondi. It translates into English as the Black Wave. That's where I'm from. The Tondi Railway Canteen, more specifically, is like a tiny little pub next to the Tondi train station.
See, I've got so many more questions, and that's the problem with limiting myself to one. Right, fuck it, move on. Statement number two.
which nugget to go with? Right.
That's the thing that I like about you, Luke. You're full of nuggets.
But I'm a nugget rich. Oh shit! Right. See now I'm stuck in a fucking chess match with myself and you, where I'm like, do I go with a lie or do I go with the truth? And I go, do I wait a bit longer? And now I'm really overthinking it. So I'm just going to say without any fibs. I got expelled from school. Expelled, not suspended. 3 times.
Expelled 3 times. See, there is a wealth of questions I could ask. I make the rules. So one question I was going to ask, and this doesn't count as my question, was, Oh, yeah, no, fuck it, it's my podcast, I make the rules. I was going to ask, is that more times than you got banned from Tondi Railway Station? We'll scrap that question. Name your favourite reason you got expelled.
My favourite? Oh, right, my favourite reason I got expelled is because there was a bit of a fracas, a bit of a...
a fracas?
A bit of a dust-up, a bit of a... Anyway. Some kid got his ear slightly cut with a can of Coke, and I literally got suspended, not expelled in this instance, for removing a child's ear with a can of Coke, a la sort of like Mr. Blonde, as it was put in the letter, which was sent home to my mum.
Did it say, oh, that's a question, damn it, I can't ask that.
Oh, well, wow. you make the rules, mate. You make the fucking rules. Why not, like, you know?
Because it ruins the authenticity of the game, Luke. And as I just found out, you may be the type of man to remove my ear. I want to play by the rules, keep this straight.
Well, you're lucky I haven't got a can of Coke there.
And that we're doing this over the internet.
It was definitely Dr. Pepper, by the way.
What's statement number 3?
I once interrupted a recording of the ferret in MacArthur Glen Pines, Bridgend.
Now, if I am not mistaken, the ferret is like a Welsh watchdog.
It was, yeah. It was like in the late 90s, early 2000s.
So for the besties at home, that is like a consumer rights program. They highlight consumer injustice. And MacArthur Glen is a local shopping center.
Like a
look
mall.
At us painting a picture.
Well, I know, isn't it? It's a dreadful hellscape.
It is. Honestly, the food area in MacArthur Glen is akin to any canteen you've seen in a prison movie ever. So how did you interrupt a recording of The Ferret in MacArthur Glen?
Well, I mean, how much do I need to give away?
Up to you entirely.
Well, I mean, is it up to me? It seems like you're fucking running the show.
It's my fucking podcast, son.
Right. It was a completely preposterous, stupid confluence of, like, bad decision-making in terms of, like, regional TV. And, like, also, like, this weird subculture thing. Anyway, basically, right, the intro shot. Oh, I'm going into too much detail here now. You're gonna know it's true because I.
But are you double bluffing me? Are you that much of a criminal mastermind that you're like, I'll dangle one too many details, make a song and dance about it, and walk away with the points?
Oh, sorry, you're making me laugh. Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I basically just told you this is true now, so we can just move on. Or do you really want more details?
No, let's move straight on, but I can't say I'm buying your double bluff. What's statement number 4?
I got my fucking head completely spun out whilst being best man at a friend's wedding by an ex-girlfriend of Philip Schofield.
Well, that took a fucking turn at the last moment. Right, spun out as a best man at your friend's wedding by the ex-girlfriend of Philip Schofield. Fucking hell, there's a lot to unpack in that. You know what? I'm going to save my question for a later episode. What's statement number 5?
I once stole a sandwich off Ian Watkins and the rest of Lost Prophets.
Given his predilection for alluring young children, my question is, was it a Billy Bear ham sandwich?
No, it's like tuna and sweet corn or something. It was like boring ass sandwiches. But we also stole the beer as well.
Right. Let's look at the fucking scores on this one. Now, I've marked my answers as I've gone along. Let's see where the points land you. So, number one, you hold the record for the most bands of Tundi Railway Club. Railway Club, Railway Cafe.
Railway Canteen.
Canteen. Oh,
like
wow.
Like the Star Wars Canteen. It's that sort of like
the Star Wars Canteen, just rougher. I'm going to say entirely true.
Yeah.
Oh, minus 2 points to Luke Biddle. You were expelled from school 3 times, notably your favorite time for being an extra in a Tarantino movie. True.
Well, no, yes, it is true. But technically, I was suspended for the fake. I mean, I didn't cut the kid's ear off. I mean, nobody, there was no evidence at all. It was just like fucking people said it enough, and then I got suspended for it. It's mad.
So in all fairness, there was enough inaccuracies in the statement you gave me.
I deserve some points.
Okay, yeah, fuck it. We'll give you the points on that one. So that takes you out of minus 2 points and puts you at a solid 3.
Sweet.
Look at that. In the positive points for the first time in the game.
I'm still a co-host of the Mo-host anyway. I think I understand the rules that well enough.
You need to earn co-host of the Mo-host.
I'm carrying this shit already. I'm sorry. Crack on, sorry.
I'm going to say, because you played so much of a long-winded bluff, that you didn't interrupt filming of the ferret.
No, it's true.
Fuck!
Mate, there was a marching band and everything. It was fucking crazy.
Was the marching band your doing?
No. No, I was laughing at the marching band so hard because they had like these preposterous like hats and like, you know, and then these like leggings things which like went underneath their shoes. It was fucking ridiculous. I was just laughing so fucking hard that this guy decided to break ranks, throw his little drum set down, and then start trying to fight me.
What?
Seriously, it genuinely happened.
The headline for that, I hope, in the Bridgend Daily News was Ruppa-pum-pum Ruckus.
Nah, but there's not that much creativity in the local news.
Statement number 4. So let me see if I've jotted this down correctly. You were spun out as a best man at your friend's wedding by the ex-girlfriend of Philip Schofield.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yes.
Ah, there we go. Puts you back on 6 points, but just fucking shine a little bit more light on that.
My mate's mum used to go out to Philip Schofield.
Fair enough.
she's a sort of lovely woman. I really do get on with it.
A sort of lovely woman. No,
that is exactly how
she's all right when she's had a drink.
Oh, but no, she's got a right. Basically, right. Let me just set up the right. This is how I got spun out. Right, I'm there now. Right, I got asked to be best man like a week or so before. Right, and I've never been like one for like overly pre-planning, as this podcast can attest. Also, I don't get invited to weddings often because I'm a fucking maniac as well. Because I can always fuck things up. And I did, in fact, fuck it up. But that's a different thing altogether. So, like, I've got to do a speech after some bullshit happens, like they do candles or throw fucking flowers at it. And it's all fucking symbolic bullshit, which is completely escapes me. But I know I go outside and I'm psyching myself up this speech. And she comes over and she says, oh, like, what? Oh, it's all right now. You know, she starts, it's all like comforting for a bit. And then she asks me, like, oh, what are you really afraid of? And I watched this documentary about these, like, I think they're called hunter squids or hunter Hubbard squids or something like that, right? And then all these squids, right, they just gather in the ocean, right? There'd be thousands of them. And they're all changing color at the same time. And fucking, I watched this documentary and it was mind-blowing. I was like, how are they doing this? But then all of a sudden, right, I shit you not, they'll fucking just jump one of them. One of them would just be fucking, I don't know if he's like not keeping up with the colors or anything, but it's like the most fucking business. Anyway, I'm going to, this is therapy. I think it's a therapy for me. I start explaining that to the lady, and then I don't know.
You got into your squid fear.
No, but then after I sort of told her about that, she started saying, making like squid jokes and stuff with me, like just as before I was going to go on, I can fucking do the bit.
Did she say break a tentacle?
No.
That joke felt very, very flat. And that's it for the Most Best Podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that the fucking finale?
No, God, no. We still haven't got into your pedo sandwich. Yes, you stole a pedophile sandwich.
Yeah.
Good. He doesn't deserve the nutrition, the absolute piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true. I'll just tell you, I don't care.
In the
pop factory, that's where it happened. So basically, all my stories are true. That's what I'm saying.
Ah, well, in all fairness, you walk out of that game on a solid, respectable 4 points. As I say, you are still leader. You're still co-host with the Mo-host, which means... it's time to play the celebrity birthday game. So that means one thing. And by one thing, I mean the rules of the celebrity birthday game, which are, in fact, many things. It is one celebrity. It's many celebrities' birthdays today. I have already royally fucked up the explanation of this game.
Multiple calendars. Sponsored by Whimsy.
Out of all of the celebrities' birthdays it is today, it is one in particular that I am thinking of. Now, you can guess outright whose birthday it is, and if you get it correct, you will win 100 points. You are on 4, that would easily bump you up the one-man leaderboard that is yourself.
Right. I mean, a coward would Google this.
A coward has Googled this in the past. That episode file was destroyed. And if you're the coward listening, you know what you did. No, you can either guess outright or you can ask up to 10 yes or no questions to help decipher the identity. But I will knock off 10 points every question you ask.
Right. Okay. So within the 20th century.
Yes.
Or within our...
I know what you mean, like modern times.
Yeah.
Yes, a current celebrity, 90 points to play for.
Right. Male or female?
I mean, it's a good shot, but that's not a yes or no question.
Male, question mark?
No. 80 points to play for.
Dolly Parton.
Final answer?
Nah, you were too confident then.
Oh, was I? Is this the ferret all over again?
Can't believe I dressed that memory up for this shit.
I can't believe I dressed up for this shit. For the listeners at home, I'm in a full tux.
You're looking smart.
Fair I enough. Do look good.
So, singer?
No. 70 points to play for.
Actor?
Yes.
Female 60... actor? I've literally lost track of where we are.
Yeah, so you've deciphered so far with 60 points to play for that they are a currently famous female actress.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
No, you are massively incorrect. It is the modern-day Rita Repulsa herself, Elizabeth Banks.
Rita Repulsa is a Power Rangers.
Yes, and Elizabeth Banks played Rita Repulsa in the Hollywood live-action remake of Power Rangers.
Right, okay. Double-check it's not fucking Jada Pinkett Smith's birthday, right?
If it is Jada Pinkett Smith's birthday as well, I will give you 50 points just for the hell of it.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's true either. I'd be very surprised if it was.
Let's have a look. No, I can confirm as far as this dodgy website that is leaking viruses onto my computer is letting me know it is not Jada Pinkett Smith's birthday.
Well, then. Okay. Well, this would be an absolute corrupt mess from beginning to end. I'm gladly accept my legendary status. But I will look down upon this fucking broadcast for the rest of my life.
So, super simple. 5-question pub quiz. Exactly what it says on the tin. Each question is a separate round of the pub quiz.
Okay.
There is a single point to play for every question.
Fucking hell, this sounds fun.
Fuck you!
A single point. A single arbitrary point. Oh, well.
Okay, so you are my guinea pig for season 4. How many points should it be per question?
5
points a question. Let's fucking go. That is the rule as my current co-host of the Mo Host. Question 1, general knowledge. What common financial term derives from the Latin for death pledge?
Will?
Question 2, film and TV. Which TV duo starred in the 1997 movie Good Burger?
Keenan and Kel. Who likes Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Luke is confident with that answer. Number 3, music. Which Irish pop group had a hit single with the song C'est la vie?
Bewitched.
Question 4, sport. Did OJ do it?
That's not a sport question.
Yes or no, did OJ do it?
Probably. Yes.
Yes, you're going for yes. Oh, and number 5 is a special bonus round that I really, really like. It is a game I call Rodney Trotter or Dirty Rotter. Now, Luke, you are aware of beloved British actor Nicholas Lyndhurst.
I'd say I'm intimately aware of Rodney Trotter.
He's got Rodney Trotter tattooed on his face, ladies and gentlemen. So the game, Rodney Trotter or Dirty Rotter, I'm going to give you a name. You have to tell me if it is a character portrayed by beloved actor Nicholas Lyndhurst or a convicted serial killer.
Okay.
The name is Arthur Shawcross.
It's a Lyndhurst.
You're going Lyndhurst.
Yeah.
Right, let's tally up the points. So it's 5 points an answer, as per the rules you set out at the beginning of the game.
I think we collaborated to some extent.
So question number 1, general knowledge. What common financial term? Mortgage.
Yeah, mortgage. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's perfect sense.
Nil pois. Of course, you are correct, Keenan and Kel starting Good Burger. You are, of course, correct that Bewitched.
Yeah, I knew
smashed
that.
The charts with Say Lovey. What a fucking tune that is.
Say the will and say what you want.
Question 4, sport. Did OJ do it? No, Stephen King did it. OJ did murder.
All right, this is over now. That's it. you've crossed the line now. Right. I very nearly just hung up there. fuck this noise.
Okay, and last question for this round, the penultimate round. Luke, you only have one more game, don't you worry. Rodney Trotter or Dirty Rotter, Arthur Shawcross is in fact a serial killer convicted for the murders of 14 women and children.
Famously played by Nicholas Lyndhurst.
But fuck, dude, you scored 10 points on that round. You're at a solid 14 going in to the last game. How confident are you feeling? I'd like to remind you it's an audio medium. The coy shake of the head won't register for the listeners at home.
I mean, like, I think my confidence is absolutely rock solid as always, but my confidence in the listeners is somewhat shaky.
Right, last game of the podcast, and what a fucking blast it's been to get back doing this. It is time to play the Court of Public Opinion. So the points on this are easy. Get it right, you double your points, and you leave the game setting the scoreboard for season 4 of the Most Best Podcast at a solid 28 points.
Holy shit.
If you don't get it right, you still keep your 14 points, but everyone knows that you could have done better.
All right, okay. All right, yeah, it doesn't sound so bad.
It's pretty good. You're going to win either way.
So,
the rules of this game are simple. As I say, underprepared, these notes are from April of this year. But I found a clickbait article. I ignored the article, Luke. I went straight to the comment section. I pulled my 5 favorite comments. I will read them to you, and based on the information they provide, you have to tell me what the article was about.
Right. Okay, interesting. This is good, yeah. I like this, yeah.
Now, all names have been changed to protect the opinionated. Comment number 1 comes from Cranton Mega Ass. And they said, "This is not news or important. These people don't have a place in our homes at these times. Back to basics."
Right.
Yeah, that's Cranton Mega Ass for you.
Yeah, Cranton, man.
Cranton needs to calm the fuck down. Next comment comes from Mike Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. And they said, "They live together. She cheated on him." His own words from a few years ago. "After that, she was a virgin again. For fuck's sake, I'm a virgin." 8 crying laughing emojis.
Well, I mean, whatever we're talking about has resounding, profound truth to it.
Comment number 3 comes from Shaquille Penises. And they say...
Well, he's one of my favourite philosophers, right?
So... Oh, yeah. The collected work of Shaquille Penises. And they say, "I admit that I was sad when they broke up. They were such a great couple. Until the scandals happened."
Oh. Right, ooh. So this is April.
Yes.
I have to know. It sounds like a celebrity couple.
So there's 2 comments left. It could give it all away.
Okay.
So a bemused passerby yelled, "Oh my God, I feel so old just reading this article."
Oh my God, is this fucking Jada Pinkett Smith?
We don't know. We don't know.
All right, fuck it. That's what I'm going for.
You don't want to hear the last comment.
All right, go on. No, all right, take it.
Mariam Young commented, "Oops, she did it again."
Is it Jada Pinkett Smith?
What you need to give more context than just Jada Pinkett Smith.
Wasn't there like a fucking thing where Jada Pinkett Smith fucking cheated on Will Smith, right?
Apparently so. I don't know all the details, but that was definitely a news story this year that there was...
Right, that's it.
Luke, as I say, you're going out on top. You are setting the benchmark for the rest of season 4 of the Most Best Podcast. Unfortunately, you are incorrect. The news story was about Britney Spears booting off about her breakup with Justin Timberlake all those years ago.
What? That was a story this year in April.
That was a genuine clickbait article I found on the internet in April of this year.
Oh, fuck you, Emmett. Fuck you. Because you really screwed me over there. That sounds like a fucking story from 10 years ago.
Mate.
but also, fuck you, because you fucking scumbag fucking... That's a time capsule of a fucking... That's a fucking...
Luke, I'm sorry. A bemused passerby yelled, "Oh my God, I feel so old reading this." And Mariam Young said, "Oops, she did it again." How many context clues can I give you? Oh, it twigs, ladies and gentlemen.
Right then. Okay, yeah, podcast over. Much fun.
That pretty much does wrap us up,
you
though.
You fucking rat. That's a story from like 10 years before the story, though. Surely.
Hey, well, she brought it into the public attention in April of this year. As we all know, leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone!
Luke, buddy, you set the score, 14 points. You are co-host with the Mo Host. I spent the evening before recording enjoying your erratic Twitch stream. Plug the shit out of your shit. Tell the besties at home where they can get you.
It's sort of like pretty much define poetic. Twitch, define poetic. Twitter, define poetic. I'm not very good at promoting myself. I'm actually thinking right.
No, you're fucking great at promoting yourself because it literally all is define poetic. You type that anywhere on the internet, you're going to get you some Luke Biddle.
Yeah, it's Instagram. It's the fucking whole lot. I mean, I tried Snapchat once, but it was just like photos of me taking photos of myself when I wasn't prepared for it. you use the front facing camera. Anyway, I'm gonna go for a smoke, right? Zach's a skunk. Fucking this podcast is great. I feel robbed, right? It was definitely Jada Pinkett's. I couldn't have guessed it twice for no reason. I'm distraught. No, Zach's brilliant and I love him to bits.
No, let's just leave it at that. I'm pretty sure this is my favorite end to an episode. Fuck it, you know what? Luke, you may be my co-host of the most, but somehow I wronged you. Go have your smoke. Good night.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.